President Trump declared a national emergency at the U.S. border with Mexico yesterday during a speech in the White House Rose Garden that touched on China and trade, Brexit, Syria, North Korea, a whole bunch of topics. The president is using the emergency declaration as legal justification to use $21 million Congress has already allocated for the Pentagon that hasn't yet been spent to fortify barriers along the southern border. So let's talk more about the president's strategy. Joining us on the KCBS Newsline, KCBS Ring Central Newsline, political analyst Brian Sobel. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. So the president's detractors, of course, see this as misguided. Supporters see this as the president trying to keep a campaign promise. What will be the thing that either strengthens or dooms the plan?
Well, first of all, this plan to declare, and he's already done it, a national emergency is obviously fraught with controversy. It'll be challenged in court. And I think the president is actually going on a parallel path here. I think he's pushing the national emergency angle, but I think he is also going to cherry pick funding from various departments in the federal government to begin construction of the wall. Bear in mind, you cannot spend even the allocation of better than $1 billion very quickly. So this is going to be a process.
You know, the traditional thinking, as we understand it, for years had been that when one's campaigning, you appeal to the base of the party in the primary, and then you move more toward the center in a general election and certainly after taking office. But it seems that President Trump's strategy has been appeal to the base all along the way, and that certainly was very successful in getting him elected. Will there come a point as he tries to govern that this idea of appealing to the base, which he appears to be doing with trying to make this campaign promise to build the wall into the reality, will that backfire on him ever?
There's a possibility. This particular promise is one that he's been working on, obviously, since the day he was elected. And I think at the end of the day, he and his advisors say, hey, this is the one linchpin for your reelection. You promised this. And if you recall, going back in time, at the beginning, we started with a solid wall that the Mexican government was going to pay for, and look how it has morphed over time to where it is today.
Now, numbers from Customs and Border Protection show that the number of people that agents have caught, you know, illegally crossing the border has decreased across the board. And yet the Homeland Security Secretary said this week that everywhere we put up a wall, illegal immigration has been reduced 90% to 95%. So my question to you, Brian, is how much weight will those kind of statements carry? Should there be, for example, legal challenges like from the state of California?
Well, it will carry weight. At the end of the day, the statistics coming from the federal government and from people who have responsibility for protection of the border does have merit. Of course, the statistics get argued about every single day, and frankly, different groups produce different statistics. The question of whether a wall works or not is supported, however, by people, professionals on the border. The question is it a solid wall, or is it a wall that includes electronic assets and other things? In other words, it may be not a solid wall, but a wall that includes many other assets.
All right. Well, we thank you, as always, for taking the time to talk to us. That is political analyst Brian Sobel.